Hi, this is Amy in Little Rock, and you're listening to Rockin' Ralph and Bodacious Ben on the Lars. Razzle dazzle, bitches. Skaters rule. Flash. Savior of the universe.
All right, welcome to the Lars.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Lars, a non-lost podcast.
A non-lost podcast? We don't even, what's lost?
I shouldn't even said the word lost.
That's right.
The only lost podcast that we're going to get on this new format is in the Lars Line section.
Yeah.
With some leftover phone calls from the You All Everybody segment.
And beyond that, the rest of our fans, they can talk about Lost all summer if they want on the Lars Line.
Yeah.
We're just not going to dip into it on the Lars, at least.
I think Dre should do his summer show about Lost via the Lars Line.
Just we'll provide the forum. We're here.
But this is the first show of the Lars,
which is us trying to keep it going through the summer and the winter. I'm Ben.
I'm Ralph.
Welcome to the show.
Notice there isn't any Dharma in it.
Yeah, so we'd appreciate it if you keep it out.
This is the first episode under this new format.
Yeah.
And this episode is titled Durukaka.
That's right.
Which is a name that was dubbed, 4 or 5 weeks ago?
Yeah, we promised that our first episode would be Durukaka, so
and
here it is.
Because this is a new and completely different format than we're used to, it might turn out that way. So,
yeah, come on now, dude. You gotta come
Durukaka,
strong.
Durukaka will defeat any prediction theories we had for Lost because it was the greatest prediction yet.
We're well able to predict our own show.
Before we get into it, let me just give you a quick rundown of a format that I came up with today. Like, we don't even know what the show...
Well, shit, dude, you came up with the format for the Dharma Lars like a week before we recorded it, so...
I know.
Works out fine. And I'll act like I've never heard it before, so you tell it to me like I'm the audience.
Okay. We're going to be doing...
What?
We're going to start off doing movie reviews, which I couldn't come up with a clever title for the Lars movie review, so...
We might come up with one sooner or later, but for now, that's that's what we'll be talking
about.
It's
movie reviews. We're going to move on to Stick It In Your Queue, 2-Minute Debate, The End, and then the Lars Line.
So there you go.
And we'll explain all of those when we get to them. Ben, how have you been the last 2 weeks?
It's been a crazy 2 weeks. I was actually really stoked to have Friday off.
It was nice.
I went to the Angel game.
It was nice. And I heard that you ran into a fan of the Dharma Line.
Totally did. The guy called me out. Like, I was walking past. He said, "Hey, Ben." And I looked at him. I was like, wow, here we go. I don't know who this guy is. I'm looking at his face. I'm going to have to remember if he's from high school or college or pornography or whatever. And he's like, "No, hey, the Dharma Lars, good show." And I was just blown away. It was awesome.
That's funny.
So hey, if you see me on the streets and you know it's me, say hey Ben, and I'll say what's up. I'll shake your hand. If I'd been wearing my Dharma Lars button, I would have given it to him. I think that's gonna be my new custom, is if I see someone and they know me, I'll give them my Dharma Lars button if I'm wearing it.
That's a good deal,
because we're gonna get a whole slew of them coming up here from that one site, so I might as well.
Yeah. Also, I was talking with Sam and Nate, the people who make the Jay and Jack shirts.
Yeah.
And look forward to Dharma Lars shirts coming soon.
That's cool. Are they going to be different designs? Or is it like a different style of shirt?
As of right now, we're going to do it the same way that Jay and Jack does. We're going to have one design.
Okay.
It's a basic design. Sam's going to make so many of those. And once they're gone, they're, quote, retired.
Ooh.
And then we'll move on to different designs.
Well, I like that.
So there'll be kind of collector's items-ish, sort of. Another thing which I haven't told Ben today is, because we're going to be making shirts, that it's probably best not to have a MySpace or a Blogspot address on the shirt if there tends to be, a plug on the shirt for our webpage. So I've talked to producer Ryan, and as we are speaking, Dharma Lars Net is going to be up and running fairly soon.
Well, that's awesome.
So DharmaLars.net may be up in a primitive form by the time the show goes up.
Okay, so there you have it. Straight from Ralph's mouth
to
not even mine. Straight from Ralph's mouth to everyone else's ears.
Yeah, that's something that just all this shirt business and DharmaLars.net stuff happened today.
Well, that's kind of cool, because I guess that makes sense. You don't want to have a MySpace page on your shirt, because it shows that you're kind of one step away from professional.
I guess.
Is that the idea?
It just seems like...
It seems like MySpace gets enough advertisement without me chipping in.
Yeah, and then the Blogspot's kind of wordy.
Yeah.
DharmaLarsPodcast.blogspot.com is pretty big for a back of a shirt. So, yeah, everybody, look forward to that.
That's cool.
Check the internet right now as we speak.
And check your local internet.
It might be there.
Producer Ryan from over the seas helping out with the internet.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wanted to say something about Producer Ryan, actually.
Go for it.
I figured I'll transition from here, but if we need to come back to shirts, we can.
Shirts, that's something in the future. Look for that also soon.
That's cool. Friday, Ryan sent out an email to remind everyone that it was the anniversary of Sergeant Pepper.
Yes, he did.
The 40th anniversary of Sergeant Pepper.
He didn't remind us. He told us to,
he said to listen
to the album.
Yes. Listen to the band.
And there was all kinds of responses from all our friends, and my response was no.
Yeah. Typical fucking Ralph fashion.
But it's funny because Ryan sent me a text message saying, do you really hate Sergeant Pepper that
much?
So
you got him out with that.
Yeah, and I said, no, I just enjoy pestering you more than the Beatles.
Well, I think it's funny to have, because there were a lot of responses where we were trying to say something clever about the album, or... Uh-huh. Or I was indicating that I was listening to it. And then just the one word response, no. Ralph isn't.
I am not.
But, you know, so for those of you out there, the Sgt. Pepper, 40th anniversary, I really enjoyed listening to it again.
Yeah, it was 60 years ago that day.
Yeah, that's right.
According to one of the emails.
According to some math. To some quick rock and roll math.
I don't know. I don't have anything else. I'm really excited to be doing the show.
Our beloved local Ducks are in the playoffs tonight. Stanley Cup Finals.
The finals, yeah.
They're up 2-1.
All right.
So
I have no idea.
That's something.
But I will tell you this. I will go and get my picture with the cup.
If it's in town, you totally do that?
Yeah.
Awesome. I did that one time. I should post that on our MySpace or something.
I'd have to think of something clever to do with it that no one else has ever done.
Apparently, I was really heavily into Super Troopers when we went and saw the cup, because I'm clearly spreading it on right next to it. So
nice.
And I think Kelly was pretending to make out with it, and James was just shocked, I think. Shocked that he was with the Stanley Cup.
He did the old shit in his pants.
Yeah.
Picture.
you know, some people do big arms. Some people like to do the bunny ears. He shit his pants. It's his trademark.
It's the routine. That's all I have. What do you say? You want to get to movie reviews?
Sure.
We saw two of them this weekend. Let's talk about them.
And we saw one the weekend before that. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that one. All right.
Movie reviews.
The lamest title for a chapter.
We'll come
ever.
Up with something.
Or you guys come up with something.
That's right.
Do you want to talk about Pirates 3?
I think we should start talking off of...
Funny because Jay and Jack on their Ramblecast today were talking about how I didn't like Pirates 3.
They were talking about you.
They were talking about me not liking it.
Well, I guess that just ruined the surprise. Ralph doesn't like it, guys.
Not really.
You know what else is not a surprise? That I liked it.
That is also not a surprise.
I mean, I'm willing to admit it. You could probably guess.
You love Pirates.
I do.
Like the franchise.
I like the franchise very much.
And I've said it before, I'll go see part 4.
You especially if they went in a certain direction that you thought would be best for them.
Yes.
But if they didn't go in that direction, would you still see Pirates 4?
Oh, yeah.
So it's way better than like a Harry Potter, where you don't like Harry Potter movies and you don't want to go to Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, but I still end up going
to
those anyway. That freaking Harry Potter trailer that we saw, we were sitting there watching it, and then by the end of the trailer, I go, God damn it.
I'm going to another Harry Potter movie.
I'm going to end up going to it because the trailer, it's the way they cut the trailers make it look so much more awesome.
That trailer looks badass. We will sit here and talk about Harry Potter and, I can't even remember, the Order of the Phoenix when it comes out.
I don't have much to say about Pirates.
Well, okay.
If you're going to write a pirate movie about pirates...
Have them be pirates.
Have them be pirates. Don't have them be negotiators.
And I hear that. And I kind of wish that I was telling Dylan yesterday, I wish they'd taken out 10 minutes of I don't care where. Like, I don't particularly care what 10 minutes. I put in 10 minutes of naval battle in the end there.
10 minutes of each hour. And then
and then add back 8 minutes of naval battle. So that way you still lose 22 minutes and the movie's just that much shorter.
Make it a naval battle. Don't make it a ship versus ship.
Yeah, it was just two ships in the whole battle, and everyone else, I guess, was
waiting.
I guess they were going to take turns in this battle. So I can see where that would have made it way better.
Now it's my turn to take the ship into the whirlpool.
Yeah. So there was that, but then I really enjoyed a lot of the other stuff. Like, you know, I really like the characters, so it's great to see them. I thought it was cool to have this arc of the whole three movies of what happened to these three characters. Uh-huh. So, you know, it's
I mean, this is late in the game, but we should discuss a rating system. How we rate the movies.
Yeah. Well, do we want to just do like something that's like binary? Like
We can give it a star or we can give it a butthole.
There we go. So something binary. Okay.
A gold star or a brown star?
That's right. I give it a gold star.
All right. I obviously give it a brown star.
Okay. So what's our next movie?
Are we going to stick to that rating? Nah, we'll do it for
We'll do a
show.
Different one for each movie.
Okay.
For each show. There
for
you
each
go.
Show.
There you go.
Okay.
So,
what do you want to talk about next?
Fucking Daywatch, dude.
You want to talk about Daywatch next?
Yeah. Okay. Right, let's just do them in the order we saw them.
There's a Russian movie out now called Daywatch, which it's probably not playing where you are.
No.
I think it's playing in select cities, New York, L.A., Seattle, and...
Russia.
All of Russia.
Stalingrad.
It's a... the best way to describe it is a Russian movie about vampires, kind of.
It's kind of... It deals with these supernatural people that they actually call others, which kind of ties it into that show we watch. It's like on Earth, there's regular people, but there's also these people with extraordinary powers who live among us kind of secretly.
Yeah.
And there's witches, vampires. They don't really get into it. That's what Ralph and I have been saying is kind of cool about this series of films is they don't really explain all their shit. They just let it happen.
Yeah.
So.
Daywatch is the sequel to the Russian film Nightwatch, which is currently on DVD. You can check it out. I enjoyed Nightwatch very much. I can see how some people wouldn't. It's very bizarre. It's very Russian, and it doesn't really try to be Americanized.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't culturally translate itself.
But it's visually interesting.
Very.
To the point where the English subtitles are done with style.
Very, very stylistic.
But
interactive.
It's pretty cool. Hey, if you can drop by and Netflix it
or go to
Blockbuster or something. Well, that's not in my... I think for that segment, we'll get to that before
you got
we start
something
recording.
Else. Okay. But yeah, if you see that Daywatch is coming to your town and you haven't seen Nightwatch yet, I would recommend watching Nightwatch and then going to see Daywatch, and together the two will make a lot more sense than either one would.
Yes.
And they're both really entertaining. I really liked Nightwatch and I really enjoyed Daywatch. I think I liked it better than Nightwatch.
I think so, too.
You think I did?
Yes. I think I did as well. All right. Yeah, I liked Daywatch.
It's funny because it's meant to be a trilogy. So Daywatch was the second chapter. And boy, have I never seen a story as completely closed by the second chapter in a trilogy.
Yeah.
I have no idea where they're going to have to pull out some shit to make
movie. The end of the movie even has an iris out.
Yeah.
Which is that circle kind of closing that you see in Warner Brothers cartoons.
Yeah.
But there is a third one.
There's a third one on its way. So, I mean, it's called Dusk Watch.
Yeah.
And who knows what they could do? They could do tell them it was a friend. who knows what they could do? They could do something that like everything we think we know didn't happen and something else was happening the whole time. Yeah. Or they tell a whole new story. I'm looking forward to see what
I have no
do,
idea.
But I really enjoyed Daywatch.
I give it a gold star. Awesome.
And our third film for this week?
Knocked Up.
Knocked Up, starring Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen and...
Katherine Heigl.
From My Dad the Hero.
From my bedroom.
My Father the Hero.
My father, Gerard Depardieu.
Her face kind of reminds me of Fawn in Pan's Labyrinth.
I never saw it.
But
kind of that broad nose, like, right?
It's kind of her...
A lot of forehead.
Bob Parr forehead going directly into her nose.
Her face reminds me of a hot chick.
Yeah.
But that's my take on it, I guess.
Yeah.
I thought that movie was very funny.
I was telling our friend Dylan today that Judd Apatow, I can now say, is a favorite director of mine.
Because he's two for two?
I mean, why not? I was a fan of M. Night by the time Unbreakable was out. I was a fan of Wes Anderson by the time Rushmore came out.
Definitely.
Yeah. it's interesting that he takes these simple concepts and makes them really interesting.
And just tells it like a whole story.
Yeah. How many times have we seen a movie about people dealing with pregnancy?
A lot of them. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a common theme.
But this one is done in such a way where the characters, they feel really real, but the situations are just really funny. Like,
yeah,
it's strange. It's I don't know how they write these scripts.
Well,
to
it's
make
interesting because it's
so
a,
interesting.
It's a good mix between wacky and realistic. Like, yeah, the characters are fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
but I don't disbelieve them.
Yeah,
like sometimes I kind of disbelieve Dwight on The Office.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes he's a little too crazy to be believable.
I think I've run across people that are
yeah.
very Dwight-esque. They're rare people.
Yeah. They're at the extreme end of the spectrum, so it yeah. makes it possible.
Yeah.
But just not very likely.
That one of those people show up at that office. But yeah. I think, I, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, with this, like, you never really get to that area where you're like, no one would act like that.
Yeah.
You're like, you think to yourself, I know these people, even though you don't really.
Yeah.
And they sell it because I think there's a lot of improv.
Yes.
So I think a lot of the ideas come from the characters. I mean, the actors. So I think they really make it, they sell it even better that you would believe these people act like that.
I was checking the numbers on this, and the runtime is 2 hours and 9 minutes.
That's a long comedy.
That's a really long comedy.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was talking to Dylan about this today. I could have taken another half hour easily.
Yeah.
Because
you're happy to be in that world with those people. You want to hang
yeah.
out with them.
Yeah. I highly recommend the movie. I mean,
you know, 40-Year-Old Virgin was a long movie too.
Yeah.
And it was like the unrated edition's even longer, I think.
Yeah.
I want to say.
I can't wait to see a longer version of Knocked Up.
Yeah, when I get it on DVD, because
yeah.
I totally will.
Yeah.
So yeah, I recommend it. Gold star.
Gold star.
So do we want to talk about movies that we've seen that we didn't see in theaters? Like any movies we've watched on TV lately, or we just let it go at that? The three movies, that's pretty good.
We'll just do Rich Review these three movies for now.
Okay.
What do you say we get to our next segment?
I am ready for it. I don't
know
if you are.
Motherfucker, let's stick it in your queue.
Bring it on.
Are you ready?
Stick it in your queue.
That's our new segment.
Is a segment where we
tell you what to do.
We tell you what to do. hopefully.
It's like Tyler Durden's homework assignments.
Yeah, it's essentially recommendations. It's movies that Ben and I each love. Each week we're going to give you one movie.
Something that we will stand by that we think if you put in your queue, you will enjoy it.
That's correct.
If you like us.
Yes. I mean, essentially, I think by the time we get back to our regular Lost podcast, you will see that all our Stick It In Your Queue recommendations, if you've watched all of them for some reason,
yeah,
you can go back and get all of our references.
That'll pretty much handle it, yeah.
I am going to pick one of my all-time favorite comedies.
Okay.
And we can discuss it. It's a favorite of yours.
Okay.
And I watched it today.
Okay.
And you watched it last Monday.
Okay.
And it is the Wes Anderson feature film debut, Bottle Rocket.
That's a good one. Stick that in your queue, motherfuckers.
Stick that in your queue, fuckers. Bottle Rocket is the story of two friends.
Yes, you're doing good.
Who decide to become thieves.
Yes.
Amongst other things. It stars Owen and Luke Wilson.
As the friends.
As the friends.
Features Andrew Wilson.
Features
man.
Andrew Wilson. And
Scott Conn. James Caan. Sorry, boy.
As Mr. Henry. But it's a really, really fun movie. If you guys are fans of Rushmore, Life Aquatic, Royal Tenenbaums.
Or just Owen Wilson.
Or Owen Wilson.
Luke Wilson.
This is Owen Wilson's first film. It's the reason I fell in love with him before all the other people fell in love with him.
This
is before Armageddon. This is before I Spy.
Yeah, exactly.
Before You, Me, and Dupree.
Before Shanghai
everything.
Noon.
And
if you like Owen Wilson in something, then you'll like him in everything.
Yeah.
Because he plays this same character, kind of a likable guy.
Yeah.
And he's spot on in Bottle Rocket.
And I'm hoping it translates for you guys, because I first saw Bottle Rocket. I didn't know who any of these people were, and I never wanted to speak to any of these people ever again. or answer any water sports questions. No, but yeah, when I saw it, I'm like, this guy is awesome. He's hilarious. Who is this guy?
Yeah.
And then now we know who this guy is.
And he,
10 years later.
That's funny because like we've been watching him since before he was really anyone.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
I remember when Armageddon came out and we're like, hey, Owen C. Wilson.
Yeah.
Because he went by Owen C. Wilson.
And then when he got like his first major role, like Shanghai Noon, maybe, I guess.
Yeah.
He was like starring in a movie.
Yeah. We couldn't believe it.
I was fired up.
Yeah.
We have watched his career with great interest. But yeah, Bottle Rocket.
Check out Bottle Rocket. It's a lot of fun, and I think you'll enjoy it.
It's
so
yeah.
Stick it in your queue.
Stick it in your queue.
Butthole.
So you did a comedy, so I wonder if I should maybe do like
a
sci-fi,
man,
or a drama.
Do whatever you want.
I'm gonna stay on comedy, and I'm gonna do something that I saw on Friday and you saw on Wednesday, I think, or something. I'm gonna go with Wet Hot American Summer.
I'm glad you did.
Stick it in your queue.
Wet Hot American Summer is an awesome comedy.
It's brought to you by some of the members of the state, written and directed by members of the state, starring members of the state,
yeah,
as well as
people from Stella. Now, it's people, if you guys have seen like I Love the 80s or I Love the 70s, Michael Ian Black.
You might. A lot of people are familiar with Michael Ian Black and have never seen Wet Hot or The State or Stella. He's just a TV personality.
Janine Garofalo in my favorite role of hers ever.
Janine Garofalo, David Hyde Pierce.
Christopher Maloney for you SVU fans.
That's right. He's hilarious.
He also plays Freak Show in Harold and Kumar. Yeah.
Paul Rudd, who was in Knocked Up. Yeah.
Elizabeth Banks, who's in 40-Year-Old Virgin,
and she's also on Scrubs,
and she's in Spider-Man's.
Yeah, that's right. And I didn't recognize her until the third Spider-Man movie, because I don't know if we discussed this, but I'm terrible with wigs.
If you guys are 30 Rock fans, Judah Friedlander shows up
briefly. Yeah.
That's Molly right. Shannon, who was in coming. A film I saw recently, Year of the Dog.
That's right.
It's
did we do Poehler? Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler. Ah, dude, it's
dude, chock full.
I'm saying dude as the collective dude of listeners.
Yeah, dude, listeners, check this out.
This movie is very, very funny. If you stick it in your queue, you won't be disappointed.
That's right. And hey, if you watch it once all the time through and get some laughs, watch it again with the alternate audio track, Extra Farts.
And for you Lost fans who are disappointed that we're not talking about Lost.
Oh, yeah. There's a tie-in.
There's the girl who plays Starla in Hurley's flashback.
Hurley's crush is in the movie. She's like the ingenue.
And I can't remember her name.
Marguerite Moreau?
Sure.
The actress name?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's Marguerite Moreau or something.
Google that shit.
Yeah,
you'll be
Google
happy
that shit in your queue. So,
great movie. And we didn't even say what it's about. It takes place on the last day
of
at
summer camp in like
1980 or something.
Yeah.
So.
And it's very funny. So.
I give that one a gold star.
Yeah, me too. I'll give both of our movies that we discussed gold star.
Hell yeah, dude.
We should pick, next week we'll pick ones that maybe we don't agree on.
Yeah.
So stick around.
Speaking of not agreeing, do you want to get into our next?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a master at this next section.
Okay, this is our next section, and this is the ground rules.
Okay.
This is the 2-minute debate. Ben and I each have 1 minute, no more, no less, give our sides on one subject matter.
Yes.
And today's subject matter is Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Let it begin.
The Wrath of Khan is a movie that I dislike, and I have not liked it for a very, very long time. When I was a kid, it scared me because of the worms in the ear things. But the reason I hate this movie now, upon second viewing as a grown-up, is the fact that there's no dramatic tension in the film. Anytime Khan tries to defeat the Enterprise guys, he is always thwarted by them. The good guys always win, always win, always win. There's no drama, and it sucks. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. But what kind of drama is the good guys continually win and they're never up against the ropes? It's just stupid. I don't get it. Wrath of Khan, and it takes place in the Star Trek universe. Boo. I do not like the Wrath of Khan. It is a horrible movie, and I don't think that anyone should stick it in their queue. Even though that was the last segment, I'm still going to bring it up. I have a minute to go, and I don't want to have to do the remainder of the time with dead air. So I say, screw Wrath.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan is awesome for non-Trek fans and Trek fans alike because it's totally entertaining. There's a scene where Ricardo Montalban just goes crazy, go nuts. His delivery is always spot on. They put worms in those dudes' ears, and that freaked everyone out as a kid, which is why it's awesome. There's totally dramatic tension. Khan shoots at them and kills Spock, essentially. Spock dies in this movie. And if that's not dramatic tension, I don't know what is. And that guy in engineering dies. He's just a kid, and he dies because he's trying to work in engineering. That's sad. And it's about rebirth and life and struggle and code. They talk in code, and Kirstie Alley's in it, and she's hot with pointy Vulcan tits. And that guy with curly hair is in it, and we met him. And that other guy is in it, and we met him also when we both went to the Star Trek convention, so that's also awesome. And it has a lot of great quotable lines, especially from Khan, so good. So you got anything planned this weekend, dude?
This weekend, I don't know.
I don't think I have anything really. I mean, it's just kind of summary stuff.
It's funny because it's Monday, so the weekend is so far off that yeah. It's like I'm
trying to think of what I have to get through tomorrow.
I don't remember. That's essentially our show.
That's all we got.
That's kind of going to be the format. I'm sure it'll change throughout the summer, autumn.
Well, we'll probably add like
winter.
Clever names.
But we're going to see what's going on.
We're going to see Ocean's 13 this week, so we can talk about that next week.
Yes, I'll do that.
You know, it's funny, there's going to be a slump, because there's always a slump with movies where there's like nothing new coming out. So instead of movies, we can always talk about TV shows. There's lots of TV shows we've seen before and haven't really talked about in detail on the show.
And there's going to be, you know, 7 more Madman comic books coming out by the time Lost starts up.
And eventually I'll make Ralph read Watchmen, and we can talk about Watchmen.
Eventually.
Which I'm sure a lot of our fans have read. So.
Yeah.
So if you guys still want to contact us, we're still available. We'll still play your phone calls.
Yeah, we're still going to play some phone calls. We have some leftovers from the Darmalars.
Yeah. So give us a call at 206-338-4261.
Drop us an email at darmalars@gmail.com.
You've seen us post on the Blogspot before, so come by and say hey at darmalarspodcast.blogspot.com or
I guess check out darmalars.net.
Yeah, maybe we'll have
it'll probably
there.
Have a link to all of our sites, so that might be a great place to just say one thing and then everyone can
Check out darmalars.net.
Yeah. also look forward to getting some shirts because I can't wait to see
I'm gonna get one.
I'm going to give Jimmy a call. We're going to see what Jimmy's up to for the summer.
Yeah. Hey, if you're listening to Jimmy, hey, what's up, dude? Long time no talk.
And then, this was Dudu Kaka.
This is Dudu Kaka, everyone out there.
And I'm an idiot. I'd like to thank Amy. I'd like to thank Amy for the intro. The whole thing. I was supposed to do this at the beginning.
Our special dry drop.
What we're doing, is you notice that Amy from the Lost Initiative podcast did our intro this week.
The lovely Amy.
We are making a call out to all Lars fans to send us an MP3 file similar to Amy's introducing the show, and we will play it on the air. If it's questionable, we won't. But send
you guys have heard us, and you know we don't question much.
Yeah. So send us an MP3 that introduces us. The only thing we ask is that you finish your message with, and now here's the Lars,
or something along
or
those
something,
lines.
Something, yeah. Like
enough so that we know it transitions nicely from you to us.
Yeah. And do that. Everybody send them in. I've already talked to a couple of people, and they're going to send some stuff in.
I'm looking forward to it. It's variety. I mean,
yeah.
Get some different stuff going here during the summer.
Yeah, so don't leave me hanging.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a show start with nothing, so send in those messages.
We will sit here and turn this podcast right around home, Missy.
Yes. and then what do you say we get to the Lars line?
I think we should do it. Are we gonna keep signing out, or do we save that for the regular show?
Because
we could run out of movies.
I'm just not gonna. I don't know. I'm just gonna say.
Just say goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a kick-ass summer.
Yeah, that's what I'll end everyone with. Have a bitchin' summer, dude.
All right, and then I'll say goodbye.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway. All right, guys, thanks for coming along on the show.
Yeah.
It's been a good time. And we'll talk to you, I don't know, maybe next week. Who knows?
Yeah.
Sooner or later.
We'll do it.
All right. I'm signing off. I don't know.
See you guys. Take it away, Lars Lion. All right.
That's better. That's good.
Dama line.
Hey, what's up, Ralph?
Ben. This is Dre calling out of L.A., and I'm at work. I'm listening to you guys, the last show, the season finale. Yeah, the Jorge energy was great. I didn't say it before. That was cool and everything. You know, my birthday was this past weekend, you know. Sunday, which was the day before Memorial Day. But anyway, I went to go see Pirates. You know what I'm saying? That joint was great. You know, I liked it. I actually liked it. It wasn't as better. It wasn't better than one, the first one. It was up there with two was pretty good or whatever. You know, the three was just as good as two. I mean, you know, it was great. My ass didn't hurt. You know, I thought it would because I thought it was like damn near 3 hours. But, you know, it was great. So does that mean there's going to be a part four? Because he says he's off going to look for Fountain of Youth or something or whatever. Or was that just some hobnob? And hopefully, I hope you guys watched it past the credits. So you can get the little cheap ending there, 10 years later type vibe there. And if you didn't, I'm not going to tell you, so you have to go watch it again, you know? That's all I got, you know, season finale was great. You guys are going to be checking in over the whole summer, so, I mean, that's good or whatnot. So I guess that's that. You know, don't be a stranger, all right? Make sure you wipe your shoes when you come in, all right? Later. Hey, this is Dre calling out of L.A. once again, and my phone battery is dying. Okay, so I'm listening to the last podcast or whatever. Yeah, I can kind of see that whole thing with Contra at the end of it, how the planes were leaving off the island. I think it was blowing up as they left. But I don't think the island's going to blow up. But I can kind of see that happening. And my other point is you guys are talking about the whole thing with Sawyer or whatnot being left on here. Yeah, I can kind of see that too. But, okay, my thing was with Mikhail. You know, One-Eye Willie, Cyclops, you know what I'm saying, left eye, not right. Right eye, not right. Whichever eye is wrong. That guy, he's a robot. And if he's not a robot, then he's the opposite of Locke. Because he's the only motherfucker that can rejuvenate his shit. Now, that being said, okay, you got to think about it, right? Okay, Mikhail, what the hell is this damn deal? He always be smiling and shit. He always got something smart to fucking say or whatever, right? Now, this is my thing. He's probably a fucking robot. Now, listen to me, okay? Remember on Aliens, it was a sequel to Aliens. Remember the alien dude got cut up? He was all bandaged up on the sequel. And his eye was all covered, and he remember it because in the one prior, he had his alien blood all in his mouth, and then his face, and then his eyes and stuff, and all that stuff. Didn't Mikhail look just like that guy, but without his Cyclops band? Remember that? It looked like weird. It was like out of Aliens. I think that's what they kind of went for there. I don't know. Even though that guy's eye wasn't all messed up like that, it still would have looked like it would have went on that. But anyway, that's all I got, guys. I guess I'll call in after you say the next funny damn line. All right. See you. Hey, Darmalars. Hey, I don't normally say that. Hey, what's up, Ralph and Finn? This is Dre calling out of L.A. Okay. Now, first of all, I just finished y'all last podcast. It was great. Yeah, loss is over. So I don't know what the hell we're going to do. But we'll make it away. First of all, you say you ain't going to call it the rent, but you all, everybody singing and all that other stuff. Why don't you call, just keep the show Dharmalar. I was thinking the Ramblar, but then, I don't know. I don't know. I think I already commented on the Pirates being great. The next thing, oh, I didn't go see 28 Weeks Later, so hopefully the next time you guys broadcast, it'll be, you know, about the movie so far of the summer, you know. Let me see. The Pirates was good. Didn't see 28 Weeks Later. I've seen that movie about the Invisible. That was okay, I guess. I want to see Balls of Fury or whatever the hell that is called. That shit seems like it's going to be funny as hell. Let me see. Wow. These people be acting like it's a state of emergency. I'm at work still. Yeah. So, let me see. I guess the next big movie is don't Transformers come out this week, or is that... Oh, no, that's in July. So maybe it's the Fantastic Four? Oh, God, I don't know. I don't even know what the hell I'm going to go see this weekend. But, I don't know. I'll let you guys know whatever I go see. And I think I'm going to jump on this whole Netflix thing. I don't know. Maybe that way I can find a good copy of Dr. Detroit since it's not on fucking DVD yet. I don't know. All right. You guys take it easy.
Hey guys, love your podcast. So this thought seeped into my head this morning and I haven't been able to get rid of it. What if Penny is pushing a button? In the season finale, she acted as though she were contacted and she wanted to know how her frequency was found by Charlie. What if she's pushing a button in the same manner that Desmond was? In season 2, we learned that there are multiple points of magnetic convergence, which was the point of the facility that Desmond was pushing his button in. If Penny's also pushing a button, it totally explains why she was contacted, because then the underwater station would have also probably hooked up and went online with whatever station she's at, wherever in the world that is. And it would also explain it would also be just like what Desmond was doing, and that would be the other part of the looking glass for Desmond's story. Just wanted to put that out there, and because I hadn't heard anybody else say anything like that. Thanks, guys. Bye. So, if Penelope was at another location and pressing a button or something, and she received that call, could that call that she received, could the looking glass have called wherever she is because of what John did when he blew up Mikhail's station? And set the alert that the island had been invaded by hostiles.